Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Okay, I'm bringing Dave DeClark back on to continue our conversation. Dave is from Vinson Hall Retirement Community. This is a retirement community that was founded to serve Navy widows and serves officers from the military and from high-ranking CIA and other government organizations. If you're interested in getting information about what life could be like for you in this fabulous community right there in McLean between Old Dominion and Kirby Road, reach out to Dave DeClark. And Dave, tell our listeners how they can reach out to you.
I think the best way is to go on a website, which is very simple to access. It's Vinson, V-I-N-S-O-N, Hall, H-A-L-L.org. Can't be any more simpler than that. And there you'll be able to navigate through all your questions. And there's also an opportunity to be able to ask more.
Great. Okay, so Dave, we were talking about getting rid of stuff before we took our break, and we also had a love story about love at Vinson Hall, which is wonderful. If by the way, listeners, if you didn't hear the last segment, go back and listen. Tomorrow, the whole show will be posted on our website at ericstewartgroup.com. There you can listen to this show as well as other shows from the past. So you can, as they call it on Netflix now, you can binge listen to the Eric Stewart Show if you're really. And it's funny, Dave, I've had people call me and say, I just listened to 10 of your shows. I love it. So I didn't know people actually binge listened to things. So at some point, we're going to have to do a television show or something, right, Dave?
Absolutely. Might have to have a different bow tie, though.
Might. Okay. Each week, right? See what Dave's wearing this week. So, Dave, you know, today being Valentine's Day, and families oftentimes express their love to one another, sending Valentine's back and forth. Wonderful time now to consider how you can tighten the knit between you and your loved ones as we think about loving each other on Valentine's Day. Tell us a little bit about how you foment that, increase that through what Vinson Hall offers.
Well, as many people have learned, you know, Valentine's Day goes further than a Hallmark holiday. It's the time together. It's the time and taking a moment to recognize just what a partner means to somebody else, mm-hmm. and a family member as well. And you know, if you have an opportunity to be able to do that, that's wonderful. It's not about the cards and the flowers. It's about the time spent together. As we see couples age in place, we experience that, especially where there's memory care, especially where there's health care needs involved. Just having that opportunity and having a community that supports a couple wanting to do things together and having that moment alone, having that opportunity with, you know, in an environment that's safe for them means a lot more than just a holiday. As we've seen just recently with the Christmas holidays and the weather decline, it's difficult sometimes for couples, especially if they live in different areas, to be able to stay together, for children to stay connected. Mm-hmm. So by looking at that and working with the resources that are out there, it's really important that you keep that love alive and you keep that togetherness alive through whatever means. Not necessarily mean sharing the same home sometimes or sharing the same room, mm-hmm. but what it does is it reduces family stress along with that couple that, as again, they said that vow and they are very, very committed to that and they feel very obligated to provide that care. What means the most in a relationship sometimes is being able to access the care that they need and still the other person get the needs that they have.
There was a study done by Harvard University over 75 years to discover the secret to happiness. And they went through four generations of researchers, but consistently went through, I think it was something like 25 or 3,500 individuals were tracked for 75 years. And ultimately, what was discovered is what made people really happy were the relationships and being able to count on the quality of the relationships that they have. So as our listeners are thinking, do they have those kinds of relationships? And if they do, how they can increase and foment and grow the quality of those relationships. It is not through just cards. It's not through just a flower. It is through the meaningful care for one another that comes and that we're reminded to consider on a day like today.
Absolutely. When you look at the statistics that over 56% of the 50 million family caregivers are spouses, Mm-hmm. That's 56% of 50 million. And that's by the National Family Caregivers Association. Mm-hmm. And when you see that, it's very difficult sometimes to keep that love alive, to keep that commitment together. Mm-hmm. So this is where services out there, resources out there help maintain that relationship. And that is a very, very unique thing to the to a relationship thriving and to the person that's the caregiver's well-being as well. What ends up happening frequently is it's a lifestyle change for both, but for that caregiver, it's social isolation. Sometimes it's a health care concern. Frequently, we see it's the caregiver that has the fall, that's in the hospital, and the family's calling us what to do with their mom or their dad. Mm-hmm. So by looking at those challenges, looking at that couple, what their whole needs are, and providing a network of support around that, no matter what that is. If it's home care assistance, if it's a residential change, those are very important factors when you do try to keep a couple together. It's not necessarily the best thing to stay in a older home with your family, maybe not living close to you at all, and especially with inclement weather in and out in this environment. You know, things can happen. So looking at your resources while you can and involving your family and friends in those decisions are very important.
Outstanding, Dave. You came in to the studio a couple of times over the last few years, and we discussed a new, I think it was 1 or 2 bedroom unit, Advents and All, dedicated specifically to wounded warriors. Can you bring us up to date on what's going on with that?
It's a phenomenal program. We ventured out to provide transitional housing for wounded warriors that were receiving services at Walter Reed and transitioning to either another level of care or out of the military, and to provide the mechanism through a 6-month or a year stay. So we outfitted 2 apartments completely furnished, completely ready to go for these soldiers that come in. They are not necessarily retired military. Some of them are in their 20s. We've had great situations. Just recently, the couple that lived here and they had a 4-year-old son purchased a home, and they're quite happy now. He still continues in the military. We've had other people come in and really use that resources. So it's been a tremendous success for our foundation, which is the Navy Marine Coast Guard Residence Foundation. Mm-hmm. And that's the basis that Vincent Hall was founded on. So that Wounded Warrior program has just taken off and been very successful. Mm-hmm. And it's a great asset to the community because the residents have such a sense of pride of being able to give back.
Fantastic news. I'm so happy to hear the way Vincent Hall is giving back. We really do appreciate our men and women in arms and who have fought to provide our freedom and cared for us. So, Dave, to contact Vincent Hall again, best way to reach you and the community is, what is the website? What is the phone number?
Well, if on the website, we are at Vincent, V-I-N-S-O-N, Hall, H-A-L-L, one word, .org. Or you may call us at our main number, which is 703-536-4344. Once again, that's 703-536-4344.
Great. Dave DeClark, Vincent Hall, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
All right. Bye.
Quick time out, and we'll wrap it up straight ahead on WMAL.